ready to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach? Check out www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our upcoming 5-day masterclass. We're talking all things how to make money as a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach. Why now is the best time for you to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach, featuring success stories, our coach certification checklist, our Christian coaching personality assessment, and a Q&A day, plus your chance to join us in the original 100 of the one-day Black woman Christian certified life coaching self-study system. www.futureblacklifecoaches.com is the place to be.
Okay, so we have about, if I'm not mistaken, close to 200 of y'all, girl. Close to 200 of y'all. Let's get to getting, you hear me? So tag a friend in the group. Y'all, she live, y'all, she is live. She need us, she can't do this by herself, come in this room. But I love that you guys are here. Everybody who said you would be, thank you for being here. We are getting started. I wanted to take a minute to just ask you guys to tag one person. We have about 200 people here. If you tagged one, maybe two, we can get halfway there. I had planned on coming on early and doing that. So I'm going to maybe try to multitask. It's probably not a good idea. But I wanted everybody who wanted to be here to be here. So we are starting off with, I know where y'all at. I know some of y'all pray because you put it in the comments. So thank y'all, because what, two or three are gathered together in his name, he shall be. Hey, all that. Okay, now tell me, what are you expecting out of today? What is your number one expectation you really hope and pray to get out of today, because you set aside this time to be here? You commented in the Facebook group in the post saying that you would be here. You're here. What you're hoping to get? Let's set some expectations. And let's get those expectations met. Y'all doing a good job on tagging, because it won't even let me tag. So thank y'all. Okay. As you guys are typing, I'm going to go ahead and invite the Holy Spirit in, because he is commanding a presence on today. He got us to sit quiet and to really fully focus in, didn't he? So all heads bowed, eyes closed, as you peek and type a little bit as I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, now. You know your daughters, Lord, and we thank you for loving us. I thank you so much for meeting us right here where we are. Your Holy Spirit is welcome in this place. God, we ain't come to play around today. We know that you have called us to coaching. And Lord, we are here with open minds and open hearts and open ears, open browsers and notebooks and journals, ready to get everything you're ready to download. God, we believe that inspiration has already struck in our different cities, in our different states, in our different towns, right in our homes where we're watching and recording and handling technology glitches. God, we thank you for a community of future Black women, Christian certified life coaches who are called, chosen, anointed, and appointed for such a time as this. May you have your way. May you flow. God, you don't need our permission. We need yours. So God, we ask for your permission to just sit at your feet as you pour into us and the vision that you've given us as future Black women, Christian certified life coaches. We repent of our sins, God. We ask for your forgiveness of and for our sins. And once again, Father, we welcome you in. It's in Jesus' name we touch and agree on these things to be so. Let me see some amens typed in the chat, in the comments. So thank y'all again for being here for the Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coach. It's a 5-day challenge, right? We're going to be live. Yes, this is me. Crazy me. I permed my hair today. I cut my hair today. My eyebrow lady at the nail salon up the street is out of town, and she whips my eyebrows into shape, but she went back home for a few weeks. She comes back this week. So I improvised on my eyebrows for you today. That's how much I love y'all, okay? I just want you to hear the sacrifice in my heart, because I know you sacrificed to be here too. Now, this is me. I'm not putting on the show. My friend was just on here earlier. She could tell y'all now this, this is her. So We are here. We are live. We are ready to go. We'll be live 5 days this week. This is a future Black woman Christian certified life coach 5-day challenge. It is a masterclass. I'll be with you live for 60 minutes a day, every day this week. Days 4 and 5, maybe a little bit longer, because I'm gonna really hang out with you guys, dig in. Because most of you who come join me here in our private coaching community, when you activate your VIP exclusive membership to the Future Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coach Facebook group, you want to know who I am. You want to know what I'm doing. You want to know how am I doing it. You want to know how much it costs, how long it takes, who to trust, how long. You got a lot of questions. So 4 and 5 days, 4 and 5, I'm really going to dive into your questions. You can ask them today as well. As you see, we're live. I'm somewhat unscripted. I can go off script. I do have a script to keep me on track. So we're going to stick with that, because I call myself mapping this out. I'm going to keep this in my ear just to make sure I hear. I know we're on a bit of a delay. So if I respond late, hey, welcome to Meta question mark. I am one of the Facebook leaders. I am in their group. I am on their team. I am a part of their UX research. You always mix it up. End user research team. We talk a couple times throughout the year. Someone from the the Metaverse team reaches out. They just reached out to feature our business recently. I can't wait to brag on that with y'all. Like, they pressured me to get a piece out for y'all. Okay. So I share that because the bugs that we're experiencing, the drama I went through last night to get this thing set up through Zoom, honey, they're going to hear all about it. I'll be having full therapy sessions when they ask me, you know, what do you think about this? And what do you think about, I tell them. Okay. So thank y'all for being a part of that with me, working through that with me. This end user, you know, had an experience today. So welcome, welcome, welcome. We have a workbook that goes with this workshop. I'm going to decide how I want to implement that into the training. I don't know yet. I'm still waiting on some inspirational downloads. So we'll get creative with that. I wanted to give it to, of course, those of you who come and train with me as Black life coaches, but also those of you who showed up. You're early, you're engaging. If I see your name pop up, that you've tagged some people in this group to welcome them here, because as you can see, I need a team. My assistant lives in Kenya. I said, Lord, I think she is like either 8 or 13 hours. It's either her. I'm working with a couple people overseas and I can't keep up with where they are. But I just know when I go to sleep and wake up, the work is done that I've given her. So I didn't want to even take her out of her comfort zone of it being probably midnight where she is and have her jump on. But trust, she will be on some of these future ones because I need her. And she is amazing. So shouts out to Eve. Y'all shout out Eve so I can let her know. So welcome again. Thank you for wherever you're watching from. We will have these video replays up for the next few days. This replay of today, plus all the replays for the rest of this week, will be up until next Friday, April 1st. So don't worry if you can't stay the whole time. Don't worry if you miss a day. You have until Friday, April 1st at 11:59 Eastern Standard Time to get them watched before they come down. Because we have different iterations of this training. Y'all are getting the most recent one, the best one yet. And there are even better ones to come. One of our coaches, several of our coaches, as I say that, have reached out to me to let me know they see you guys coming into what they know God has called you to do, because they're either still there working it out for themselves, or they just crossed those burning sands. So I like to compare what we do here at, I don't know if y'all can see my shirt, but it's called the International Center for Life Coach Training, LLC. We're like the sorority at an Ivy League institution. Like, we're the cool girls. We have our Letterman jackets. We're called the Ladies of Legacy. You'll hear more about us when you come get trained and certified with me. It's just a pleasure to be here knowing that we are Black women of God walking in what he has called us into. So let me see some emojis. Let me see some tags in the comments. Keep telling me where you're watching from. Keep letting me know that you are here, because I'm here for you, even on a delay. Okay. The technology gremlins are gone. We thank God we can move forward. So let's go ahead and dive in. If you've been around here, for any amount of time, you've heard me say this because I'll say it probably today if I remember. Do you know that there is someone somewhere and they are waiting on you to walk into your destiny so they can walk into theirs? Like, think about how serious that is. They waiting on you to say yes, make a move, throw your hands up like I had to do, invite the Holy Spirit in, finally do what God has called you to do. Because when you impact just one life, I know there's one life on here with me live. There's one life watching this replay. There's a couple lives that are going to be touched and impacted with those of you who come and train with me. But when you impact just one life, you impact generations. Think about it. I'm that one life. And my poor little teachers, my poor little mama, I apologize to her all the time in the spirit. She's no longer with us. At the same time, I just recall just me being me growing up, but I was still that one life. And now look at y'all. You guys represent that generation that I was destined to change. You too have a generation within you, okay? So when you impact that one life, you impact generations, because like Prophetess Marianne Williamson tells us, and if she would have ran for president, I would have voted for her because she's so inspirational. She says, when you let your light shine, you give others permission to do the same. Y'all, I know that to be true because I have seen people who have tried to sneak into the group to claim your complimentary coaching community VIP membership. They didn't belong here. I have been threatened by people who know that they don't belong here. Like, you better let me in this group because they want to be where you are. I have inspired others to try to do what I do. Child, I have let my light shine, okay? And that ultimately triggers, ignites, initiates something in someone else that gets them to, they wake up, they see that sunlight, no more darkness. I too can be someone great. And so your journey, just by being here on day one, it's going to inspire so many people, okay? You can take it how you take it. I say take it in strides, okay? So that's my famous quote. I'm Dr. AJ Austin. If we haven't met, if we haven't talked, I've had a lot of conversations with many of you that'll start in our inbox here on Facebook or on the phone here on Facebook or on video chat here on Facebook. You may have gotten an audio chat from me. We may have done text messages. I used to give out my phone number. I still do to my coaches who know the rules about having my phone number. We may have even met here in person if you're live here in Atlanta with me. I'm going to start coming out the house when the sun starts being out more. Maybe when COVID goes away a little bit more. We do have a live event in the works, but today represents that online virtual version of let's imagine we're in the same room. So that's why I'm just woosa. I'm me. You're going to get what you get, okay? That's the trait I got from my father, God rest his soul. This is I, okay? So today's hashtag is hashtag Black Life Coach. If you just want to share the experience, like I said, some of y'all should have been tagging friends that are here in the group. You don't have to know them, but they're your friend because you're like-minded. Y'all always say, I want to be around like-minded women. Well, this is your like-minded community. So if you just hit at in the comments, the at little at symbol, and tag one person, you are sharing the experience. Our group is private. It is exclusive. You are VIP members. So I'm not sure how the hashtag is going to work outside of our group, but I know within the group, your hashtag will be searchable. And what I want you to do is use this hashtag to describe your takeaways, your aha moments, your amen moments, your golden nuggets, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Y'all got it. Let me see some emojis. I'm looking at y'all out the corner of my eye. I probably need to move y'all closer. Let's do that. I want to see y'all, but the more you talk to me, the more I'll sit and talk to you and then be like, y'all, we got to get on with the rest of the training because y'all said, how long will we be here? So I am holding true to my word. Hey, Tracy Jones. I told Tracy this will be 60 minutes today. Didn't I, Tracy? We have a couple Coach Tracy's. And Coach Tracy, I do remember our, and I call y'all coaches even if you're not certified yet, because I'm speaking life into that. Y'all my one generation. I ain't saying y'all, you better walk in it, walk in the anointing, okay? So I do remember our conversation, Coach Tracy, because I remember I told you about our other Coach Tracy who's in California. Shivali, did I say it right? She's in California too. Shirley says she's in Houston, as we say. Yes, you found me. Happy to be here. I knew. Ain't nobody calling my phone while I'm live. I don't know why people get the itch to talk as soon as I go live. Where you been all day? My house has been real quiet. Okay, here we go. Did you know Coach Tracy and all of her friends that's on here Life coaching is a $24 billion industry. Let me see you type billion. Mildred is on here. She can tell you the rules. She's seen some of this presentation in a prior speaking engagement I gave earlier this year. We typed the word billion. Sound it out. It's like it sounds, a billion. Life coaching is a $24 billion industry, according to medium.com. I'm going to tell y'all why that number is so important coming up. I want to make sure you know that you're in the right place if you are, number one, a Christian Black woman. If that's you, I need some emojis. I know we're on a delay. I'm going to give you the time to post. I want to see a hand wave. I want to see a little put it, make it black, because I know we, y'all know how we do, wishy. We all. So put your little black hand wave emojis in the comments, okay? If you have a heart to serve, those of you who have come to me time and time and time again, saying how you've been helping people, you've been serving, you've been ministering, you just didn't know that's what it was called, coaching. I got some for y'all today. So I want to make sure that you're here with the right heart to serve. I see your black hands in the air on the black hand side. I see you, girls. Thank y'all. If you want to know how to become a certified life coach, not just certified life coach, but a black woman, Christian certified life coach, okay? Told y'all, we're like the cool kids on the Ivy League campus. We're the sorority. Everyone wants to pledge, but everybody don't get in, okay? So I share that because it's special to be a Christian coach. We live and operate our coaching companies by a certain Christian code of conduct that I developed for my crew. Y'all will meet some of them and hear about them coming up soon. But we don't have a lot of time to waste. We also don't have a lot of money to throw away. I share that because if you have been on Google, which a lot of y'all have, if you've been on YouTube, which a lot of y'all have, y'all been looking at these life coach certification training companies. By the way, they're all small businesses, privately owned, for profit. We'll get into that coming up. But they also are taking years of your time and tens of thousands of your dollars. It don't have to be that way, girl. I'm here to tell you how to get it, okay? Let me see if you want to know how to get it, how you live. Oh, I'm a little bit ratchet too. I'm a crazy Christian. My mama was a gospel gangster, so that passed down to me. But I listened to like hype music. I didn't do that today because I just wanted to be in the zone, in the spirit, if you will. So I'm going to quote some hip hop, R&B, rap. I'm the biggest Outkast fan. You know, so I just wanted to give you a heads up, and don't act like if you rocking with me, don't judge me. If you nodding your head, if you completing the sentence and the song in your mind, you can't judge me. We in this boat together. Judge lest ye be judged. Okay. Judge not lest ye be. See, you know, I quote scripture too a little bit. All right. So this is the masterclass that's going to tell you where to go, who to trust, and how to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach in less time than you think. And for way cheaper than I should be charging right now. Amen. Okay. So again, this is day one of the Future Black Life Coach, Black Woman, Christian, Masterclass. I get it mixed up every time I say it, but y'all know what I'm talking about. So I want to see in the comments real quick. Okay. Francesca said, look, she was a gospel gangster. My mama still scared me. Put it in the comments why you want to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach. Like, let me know that you know. Like how Will Smith said on The Fresh Prince, I notice you noticing me, and I want to put you on notice that I notice you too. So now that we noticed each other, like, you know what this is. You know why you here. You know a little bit about who I am, and this is how we do it. By the way, I went to church with Montel Jordan. I got a story about Montel Jordan. Great guy. Love the song. Just came to mind. Okay, here we go. So now that you know that this is how we do it, tell me, feed it back to me. We don't notice. This is how we do it. Why do you want to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach? Because you're still here. You're still clowning. Some of y'all laughing at me out loud. I can't hear you, but I feel you in the spirit. I know I'm a lot, but here we are. In order for us to have a really good experience for the rest of our time together, and I'm going to try to like make this go, then make sure you focus. Make sure you hear. We don't know this with each other, right? So close your tabs, things that ain't got nothing to do with being here. Y'all seen I had to go in and close some tabs with all that feedback I was getting. We want to make sure that we get the best audio and video connection and quality and learning experience. Don't tell me you missed nothing. Don't ask me to repeat nothing. Don't ask me to go back. That's why the replays are here. And that's why you should be listening, okay? So hopefully you got your cute little Starbucks. I got to show that because this costs $20. Starbucks. Cup. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Maybe you got your little AirPod case. I got to show this because she cute. I don't know what my other one is, but the un is in my ear. Maybe you really hear you focus in. You told all your friends and family and furry to go on and leave you alone for the next few minutes or so. Make sure that you're honed in because we're about to dive into the 27 secret coaching qualities. Yes, there are 27. It's really more, but I was like, Lord, I'm going to drown the people. It's so many secrets to being a Black woman Christian certified life coach. If you want to see the secrets, let me see your little in the comments. Okay, y'all know what that means now, right? Okay. We also going to dive into the Black Life Coach certification definition. I found this. I created this cohesive definition that helps you understand what a Black life coach does, okay? Because you know we ain't counselors, right? You're going to learn what the Lady of Legacy is and who the Ladies of Legacy are. So stay tuned for that. We're going to get into the 8 modalities of coaching. And then we're going to let you meet the first 110. 110 what, Dr. AJ Austin? Don't worry about it. You're going to find out in a minute. And then, of course, you are really here because you nosy, number one. Nosy by nature, not naughty by nature, but you nosy by nature. Me too. You see my nose keep itching. I don't know what that mean, y'all. What that mean in the spirit? I'm going to keep scratching it, though. It's clean. I wash it and stuff. But you really want to know what it takes to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified, certified life coach, right? Right. So, of course, that's what this whole challenge is about all 5 days. So you'll hear me refer to our 1-day Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coach certification process. We have a self-study system. I'll tell you all about it. I promise we'll spend days 4 and 5 really diving in and getting your questions answered about what it's like to come work with me, train with me. You'll hear from some of my coaches throughout the training. It's so much, but I just wanted to let you know, put you on notice once again that you're going to hear about the training. Okay. So you can't say she was just trying to sell us something. I'm giving you an opportunity to invest in the call that you say God has on your life as a coach. And if it rubs you the wrong way, do like that. You know, the one finger. I just learned the meaning behind that. Go on and creep on that, okay? Because it's coming. All right. Let's talk. Now, this is your chance. I'm looking at the screen. I'm reading the comments. I've seen the numbers drop. I offended somebody. God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. I can't change who I am. I ain't asking y'all to change, so I ain't going to change you. So listen here. This is your opportunity to talk to me. I'm looking at the comments. I'm going to be sipping whatever. I mix tea and lemonade in here. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I cough. It's a stress cough and it's an allergic reaction cough to dust mites. I'm a 400 on a scale of 100. So that's how severe it is. I'm okay. Some of my coaching clients have said, you turn red in the face. Is you okay? Child, I'm a little bit pecan tan, as one of my former pastors say. We pecan tan, so some of that blood gonna show up in our face a little bit, but I'm okay. I'm okay. Now, if I fall off and y'all hear a thump, somebody call Atlanta 911K. But other than that, I'm okay. So I'm gonna be sipping in between these comments of y'all talking to me because I need you to raise your in the comments, or you can enter the number as I call them out because again, it's 27 of them, or you can put an emoji if this describes you. You ready? So these are called coaching qualities. By the way, that's me teaching live here in Atlanta. One of my last live events I did over 2 years ago here at the Alpharetta Library. So if you've ever been to Atlanta, you know Alpharetta is the bougie side. There's a story behind that. I'll tell you one day. Okay. We're about to breeze through the 27 coaching qualities. This is what I call finding your inner Black life coach. Because she's in there. Some of you feel like, you know, you've already met her. I'm going to introduce you formally, okay? If this is you, I need to see you in the comments. Number one, you are a server. You always serving. I watched a video today. This lady said she made breakfast for the dog, her husband, her 2 kids. Never mentioned herself. I said, we such servers as Black women of God. Number two, you are a strong friend. What does that mean? Your phone may ring when you go live and you like, now, girl, I know I called you or texted you 10 hours ago. Why you wait till I go live to hop on my live and want to talk? Okay. So you're the strong friend. Everybody call you because you're the shoulder to cry on. You're the prayer warrior. Some of y'all was used to saying, come on, girl, I need your prayers when we was trying to work out our tech issue just a few short moments ago, right? You are that strong friend, number two. Number three, you're a helper. If you're like me, you can't stand disorganization or chaos. Like if I go somewhere and we have to do like a group work, a group assignment, and we don't have a group leader, oh girl, I'm about to raise my hand because this is driving me crazy. We are on a time limit. What do you mean, girl? That's you. That's why you here. I know. Martin, yes. Number four, you're a listener. So you're always listening. That's why a lot of y'all heard that double feedback because you was listening hard. Like, what is that noise, Jesus? Who is that inbox me? Like, try this. Thank you, boo. We listeners. We're always listening. There's a difference between listening and hearing because you can hear a noise. But when you listen, you like, by the way, I have a tree right outside my bedroom window. I'm sitting in my bedroom, y'all. It's open space, so you may hear a little echo. But there's a squirrel that visits me every time I go live. So if I do like that, it's the squirrel. He pauses right in front of my window, wags his tail, listens, and then he scurries on. So he hasn't visited yet. We're going to name him in a minute. I'm thinking like Chester or something. Chester is real nosy. So he may hear y'all on here raising y'all black hand size and stop by and pass this. Just wanted you to know. All right. Number five, you're a supporter. Everybody from your boo to a stranger in a grocery store can tell you their vision and you listening. Cause you what? Nosy by nature, right? You're asking questions. You're giving them ideas. You're sharing resources and books and podcasts and videos and anything that can help because you are a supporter of dreams and visions, right? Number six, you're not really a giver of advice or opinions. Like you really don't want to tell people what they should do. You really have a heart to hear people. You want to help them get their own answers because you're like, now she know what to do. I want to tell her so bad. I want to help her, but I really want to like see the eyes light up when she figures it out on her own. Maybe some of you parents are like that with your kids. Like they got to learn. So you let them learn because you don't give your advice or your opinion. You're also a prayer partner. I need everybody that was in the amen corner today when we first went live. You better have a number seven in there. You better have about seven little in the comments because you are a prayer partner. We need prayer partners. You're probably the first person your friends think about when they're like, Lord, I need prayer. Boom. I know I get the calls. They like, I know you ain't going to ask a whole lot of questions. You mostly going to listen. You understand. And we going to pray. Okay. So maybe you're number eight. I see you. Francesca says 7777. I see you. Maybe you're number eight. You're a pourer. You're always giving. It seems like your supply is endless. The water never runs dry. You always pour in the oil over somebody's head, massaging the feet. This is in the spirit, by the way. So you're pouring, you're speaking life, you're listening, you're not sharing your advice, you're helping them, you're serving them, you're ministering to them. You are a minister. You carry a title in and out of the church. Even if man didn't give you a title, you know you have one, right? That's a pourer. Number nine, you're a speaker of life. You don't like for people to really like say bad or negative things around you. Like, don't talk like that. Don't say that. The power of life and death lies in the tongue. He who loves it shall eat his fruit. Be positive. Speak life. What, you know, you're always trying to turn the situation into a positive one. You are a speaker of life. That's number nine. Number 10 is, again, you're positive. It's not that you don't have bad days, but you're like me. You're like, now God, just like with the tech issues. Okay, Holy Spirit up. Now this one happening all the practice times. Now what is it that I need to learn? Because I don't need to keep repeating this. So you're finding the lessons. God, what is it that you're trying to get me to hear out of this situation? Number 11 is that you're a volunteer. Again, we don't like to see chaos or disorder. We like to go first. We raise our hands. I told God recently, I'm tired of volunteering. I don't want to be the guinea pig no more. I don't want to do beta testing no more. Why are people trying stuff out on me? I don't want, yeah, but you to volunteer. You volunteer to go first. Number 12, even if you don't volunteer, you're going to always be called on to lead, especially in a church. Don't let that pastor see that you're good at one thing. Child, you're going to be doing 25 more because you're called on to lead always. Or either you're always taking the lead. Maybe you volunteer for the role. I'll go, God, send me. Some of us are brave and bold like that. Number 14 is people listen to you. That's one of my favorite things, is that when I speak, people listen. And they find out how crazy I am, and they love listening even more. And they hear my story, and they love listening even more. And they're like, well, wait a minute, tell us more. People listen when you speak. And that goes into number 15, because they respect you. Respect is hard to earn, but once you get it, it's a powerful thing. I'm the oldest and only girl of three of my mother's children. Papa was a rolling stone, but mama only had three that I know of. And Ira, I was the first. And because of that, my brothers respect me. They didn't like some of the decisions I made, to be fair, to be a disciplinarian, to be a leader, to be that girl in our family. But now they respect me. That is a powerful position to be in. And that's why I show up and give what I got, because I know that it's a respectable position to be a coach, to be a Black woman Christian ministry leader. And you have that same gift if you can identify with number 14 and 15, where people listen to you and people respect you. I see a lot of respecters of people, listeners, taking the lead and always called on because you're positive and you're volunteering. Number 16 is that people have told you, whether verbally or maybe they're like me, maybe they do you like they do me, where they send emails, they send Facebook messengers, and they say how much you've helped them. And they tell you exactly how. Like, you don't know it, but, and they fill in the blanks. So if people have told you verbally or in a letter, any type of written text or message, how much you've helped them, then you qualify for number 16. Number 17 is that, again, you're the strong one in your friend group, but maybe you don't even realize it. But you're also, if you're like me, for some reason, if you don't show up to events, don't nobody want to go. I got a cousin that's like that. She can't stand when I don't come to family reunions. She have the whole family calling me. Where's she at? Where's she at? Are you that strong friend? Your presence is missed. People can tell when you pull back or pull away, and they're like, well, wait a minute, something's off. You're that balance keeper. Let me see the numbers in the comments. What about number 18? You're the wise one or the go-to friend or family member. I mean, my family and my friends have asked me questions all my life because I'm the smart one, the intelligent one, the educated one, even before I graduated, okay? Is that you? They're asking you questions. You're like, well, I don't, but you really do know. You just know the stuff that people come to you with because you are that wise one. You're their wise counsel. They know that you're going to make sense out of the situation. I have coached some of the coaches that I pay big bucks to. I have coached them as their wise counsel. It's always good to either be wise counsel or be on wise counsel. Let me see your 18s. In the comments. 19, maybe your family and friends always expect you to succeed and achieve in your life because you've always succeeded and achieved in your life. So they always expect you to be okay. Like, oh, she's okay. You know, so you may not get as many phone calls with people calling and check on you, see how you're doing. They just assume you're okay because you're expected to be okay, to succeed and achieve in your life. That's number 19. Let me see you in the comments. Okay. Number 20, you are that educated one. You are that smart one in your family and in your friend group. It's not just about you having collected degrees, but it's probably about what you've been through in your life, what you've come out of successfully, what your friends and family have witnessed you go through. And they like, oh, child, how you make it out of that? And you don't even smell like smoke from the den. You're that one friend. You're smart. You have the key, the answer, stuff that you can't find in textbooks. That's you. That's number 20. Number 21, again, everybody assumes you're okay. They assume your life is good. Even if you fake it till you make it, but they just kind of assume that you're good, you know? Or maybe your mama was like my mama and she's like, I'm gonna just give you back to God and I know you're good. I ain't gotta worry about you. And from that point, I just knew God put something in me that he could trust because mama prayed over me at a young age, 20. Okay, she probably says, come on, Jesus. We preaching, right? 21, I got that one. 22, you live to give. Either a word of wisdom, a helping hand, you live for it. You wake up in the morning like, who can I help? Where can I serve? Where are they, Jesus? If you're like me and the coaches that I've certified, you wake up with an itch in your heart. It's a scratch like, I know I'm called for more. I know I got purpose. I'm full of passion. What is it, Lord? Help me live. Help me give. You live to give. That's 22. And then 23, you know deep down that you are called for more. You know that this little nagging, niggling feeling that's not going away, it's getting on your nerves of you wanting to help people, but you're tired of doing it for free. That experience that you've been through in life that you're the strong friend for cost you something. So you're ready to charge for your experience, your expertise. You know, deep down, you're called for more and you're ready to put a price on it. Number 24, you wouldn't be satisfied if you died today with your life the way it is in this moment, having not scratched that itch, having not served in your purpose, having not given. You wouldn't be all right with it. Number 25, you constantly feel that pull for something greater. You know you've settled for some things, but you know you're called for more. You're called for greater. I see y'all hanging in there with me. Got your exclamation points. Just like that part, the free part. I see you, Monica. 26, you want to make his name great in the earth. One of my biggest fears is dying and God saying, now, why didn't you tell Francesca, Shirley, Tracy, Chavali, Monica? Let me go do roll call. Vanita. Who else we got up here? Did I say Tracy? I see y'all because y'all are our engagers and commenters. So y'all's names keep coming up in the comments. I see you. Patrina. He going to say, now, why you didn't tell Charlisa what I told you to tell her on this live about serving in the kingdom of God as a Black woman, Christian certified life coach? That's my biggest fear, not doing what God has called me to do. Maybe that's like you. We want to make his name great in the earth. And then number 27, child, you know you got work to do. This is just the beginning. Even when you get certified as a life coach, which by the way, this challenge is not a life coach certification. This is an information session to teach you everything that's involved in life coaching because a lot of people don't know what life coaching is. What we just went through is number one, telling you you're in the right place. Y'all just commented on 27 different coaching qualities that showed you this could lead to additional income, personal freedom, and living out your dream of finally becoming that Black woman Christian certified life coach that you know you've been called to become. This was an engaging activity to show you what a life coach is. Okay, if we have the time and I have the voice, I'll run back to him, but that's why God blessed us with the hashtag replay. So I love to see all of the comments and yes, the roll call. I love to see all the numbers. I see you because this too could be you. Now, you know you called to coach. You do serve in your church. You serve in your corporate position. You serve in your community. You've been watching others serving as coaches and they getting paid for it. You want to be a certified life coach, even if you don't know what all it entails from the time, the cost, the commitment. You don't know what steps to take. You've been wanting to start out as a certified life coach to make sure you're doing things the right way. Because there are wrong ways to coach, but we are talking about the right way. Remember, we're the positive people, but you're not exactly sure how to make this thing work for you. Let me see. Shivali says, why are my people yellow? One of my friends that was here on here on my first Facebook Live today taught me how to change my hands to brown. So somebody help Shivali change her hands to brown because she want to be in the comments. So somebody help her, okay? All right. I did a poll over the last about year and a half, 2 years since I brought my training online. I've been doing this since 2013 as a certified life coach. And I decided to, before I really dove into what I do now with the training being online, I did a survey of about 300 people. Now, way more than 300 have taken this. And what I realized is that, again, most people don't know what a life coach is. But as you can see in blue, about 54.7% of those 302 responses, which is a little bit over a hundred something, got it right as someone who's easy to talk to. How many of you have been told that you're so easy to talk to? I'm going to send you a link for tomorrow for those of y'all that don't know how to change your hand up. I got y'all. All right. So someone, as a matter of fact, I think it's fairly easy. Do it like you're typing in a comment and just hold the yellow hand and scroll. If you're a team droid, that's why I didn't want to get into this. We ain't doing team iPhone, team droid on team droid. Hold the little yellow hand and scroll and look for your shade of brown. And that's how you turn your hand brown. If that don't work, let me know. I'll send you a video on it. Okay. Back to the lecture at hand. Uh-huh. So a coach is someone who's easy to talk to and they listen. Remember, we listed that in our 27 coaching qualities. You listen. People go for that. It's more to that definition. But a lot of people, that little bit of red that they didn't even put a percentage on bothers me, that most people are not sure what a coachee is. That 12.4% in orange also bothers me because people think coaching is giving advice. But remember, we said in our coaching qualities, you do not share your advice or your opinions. That's a coach. Because it's not about giving your advice. We'll get into some more of that coming up soon. So you don't give advice. You don't share advice. You don't share your opinions. You don't roll your eyes and roll your neck and say what you should have did in your life was, what you could have did was, what I would have did if I was you. We don't shoulda, coulda, woulda, nobody. That ain't coaching, sis. That's why most people who think they've already been coaching when they come train with me, find out they have not been coaching, okay? Cool. Let me tell you what Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coaching is. Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification means that you are taking the necessary action steps to obtain an officially endorsed, industry recognized document that supports you and it signifies your achievement of this newfound knowledge. That means something you ain't know before, and proven life coaching skills. That means you're not just calling yourself a coach or singing your own praises like, I don't need no certification. I already been coaching. I just didn't know that's what you call it. Y'all talk like Romy Rome when y'all call me. I already been coaching. I just didn't know that's what it was called. And I haven't been getting paid for it either. Do I even need a piece of paper to be certified? Or if you like one lady, she was very bold and we were on video, y'all. Too bad it wasn't recorded. She said, God certified me. I had to throw a little drama to that. And I said, oh, okay, well, we ain't got nothing to talk about it. And she got off the phone a little bit offended. And then she reached back out like, well, can you tell me about your problem? No, I can't. Because that ain't what God does. That ain't it, sis. Romans 12:3 mentions how we should not think higher of ourselves than we ought to. James 4:6 mentions how God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Proverbs 26:12 says how we're not to be wise in our own eyes. So if God certified you, child, good luck. I don't know now. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above. Okay. So I'm just saying for those of you who like, I've been coaching. Okay, sis. All right. Welcome here. You here for a reason. All right. So let me tell y'all why I really do this. Y'all like, who is this clown? I didn't know she had all this in her. Just a little bit. I've been off coffee for a week because I'm going back to get part two of a mammogram. They think they seen some on my breast. They ain't seen nothing but caffeine. I get little cysts on my breast when I drink too much coffee. So I've been weaning myself off coffee this week. My mammogram gonna be clearer. I just hate I got to go back to the doctor. It's a 40-minute drive. Anyway, I share that because I was like, dang, that's what's missing out of my day today. If I would have had some coffee, it would have been twice as worse. Okay. But the reason I do this, y'all, there's a lot of miseducation out there. Some of y'all done gave yourselves miseducation. There's a lot of misinformation out there. You can't believe everything because it's on the internet. Y'all, Google don't be knowing. Google, wait on me to put my stuff up there and be like, what you think, Dr. AJ? Okay. But really, I'm here to correct that miseducation and misinformation, okay? Just call me Lauren Hill of the industry, the miseducation. Take a sip of tea. But I look like y'all. Y'all know y'all can't go to just any old trainer and be like, and they know what you're talking about. I look like you. My story, my struggle, my success looks like your vision of yours too. I love what I do. If y'all can't tell that by now, child, you ain't invited to the party tomorrow. I'm just saying. But I do what I love and I love what I do. But really, I'm here because somebody needs you. Remember we talked about you impacting one life and that's changing a generation? The church changes a generation is right down the street from me, by the way. So is Tyler Perry Studios, but that's on another note. But I really love to see Black women succeed. I love to see us make money. I love to see us live a legacy and leave a legacy for future generations. And we need Black women Christian certified life coaches now more than ever, y'all. I'm going to share why coming up because, woo, child. Speaking of Tyler Perry, he inspired. Let me stop. I recently won a filmmaking contest here in Atlanta, and I worked during Black History Month filming a documentary style film that used only my cell phone, and it profiled who I am and it profiled what I do in my business and how I got started and what that really means for you. That's my movie poster. Ain't I cute? They're hanging this up at the Fulton County Films office, I was told. So if you ever take a tour there, you'd be like, I know her. I'm famous a little bit. But this documentary style film is called Lady of Legacy. It's the reason some of y'all are here. I know. It's 10 minutes long, and that includes the movie trailer that you'll get to see in just a few momentos. And it's really all about how I took everything I've been through in my life, had to condense it down, y'all. That was the hardest part. But in a nutshell, it's how I sought education to help me break the generational curses in my family. But the dreaded 5 D's of death, divorce, downsizing, dropping out of college, and dealing with homelessness, they all tried to derail my destiny of being right here with you today. As the founder of something called Ladies of Legacy, which stand for Ladies Empowering Generations and Coaching You. So with your permission, I would love to see some emojis to be like, show us the movie. It's only 10 minutes total, y'all. So it's documentary style. So let me see your emojis and I'll get this going, making sure you can hear it. And I can too. Here is the movie trailer. I'm gonna stop my video and show you this one. Uh-oh, I think it's coming.
Dr. AJ Austin is
late. All right, hold on.
Dr. AJ Austin is Lady of Legacy.
Go back. I sure thought I could hear out of this Bluetooth. Wait a minute, y'all. There we go. Let me double check. Okay. So I'm going to pull up on my phone and make sure y'all can hear it. And then let's try this one more again. If you can hear it, put an ear or I can hear in the comments. Here we go.
Dr. AJ Austin is Lady of Legacy.
Can y'all hear that? I can't hear it either. So let me make sure. Can y'all hear it when it plays? Oh, I'm talking about I can't hear it and I ain't even got the thing pulled up. You can hear? Okay. This is the third remix. Here we go.
Hey, friend.
Forgive me, y'all. I'm playing movie tech as well. One more time.
Dr. AJ Austin is Lady of Legacy. She sought education to break generational curses, but the dreaded 5 D's of death, divorce, downsizing, dropping out of college, and dealing with homelessness tried to derail her destiny. Can you imagine having a series of traumatic, life-changing events happen within seconds of each other? Rave reviews for Lady of Legacy gives it 2 thumbs up as a beautiful, inspiring journey with smooth transition that has everything. It's being called a film to watch over and over again as you try to contain yourself. This highly anticipated film is a story of strength, courage, and wisdom, and the struggle to success. Lady of Legacy, a short documentary-style film now showing online.
All right, sorry. And now for our featured presentation.
Dr. AJ Austin is Lady of Legacy. She sought education to break generational curses, but the dreaded 5 D's of death, divorce, downsizing. Hey friends, it's Dr. AJ Austin, founder of the International Center for Life Coach Training, LLC, home to Ladies Empowering Generations and Coaching You, also known as the Ladies of Legacy. As the lead Lady of Legacy, you may not know my story of who I am and why I created a movement of Black women worldwide becoming Christian certified life coaches. It's a journey of struggle and success, and I want to share it with you. My mother prayed for a girl, and God answered by sending me. I was born on November 27, 1980. I like to say I was a Valentine's Day gift unwrapped and delivered on Thanksgiving that same year. I'm the eldest and only girl of 3, born to a teenage mother who named me Andrika, which is feminine for Andrew, my father, who passed away recently but was never part of my life. My name is Greek, meaning strong and courageous, and I am that and more. Despite growing up in small town Douglasville, Georgia, living in low income housing, on government assistance, and having been surrounded by the sad reality of poverty most of my life. Against the odds, I graduated high school in the top 5% of my class and received 6 figures in scholarships and was accepted into the honors program as a psychology major at Clark Atlanta University, where I made a vow to God to help others as I helped myself heal. I was disappointed to learn that the additional funding I needed to complete my college education had dried up, so I dropped out and I got a job. I also got married. And we got evicted. And for the first time in my life, I dealt with homelessness, sleeping in my car, in shelters, guest bedrooms, pull-out couches, and on the floors of family and friends. We separated, and I went on to live in a converted prison turned transitional housing for the working poor. On April 14th, 2008, I attended the divorce trial that officially ended my 5-year marriage. I remember getting on the elevator to leave and seeing my ex-husband for the last time.
As I was on the phone with my cousin who had just told me that my mom had just passed away. Can you imagine facing two traumatic, life-changing events within seconds of each other? Then my corporate job downsized. And I decided to receive that as my metaphorical pink permission slip to finally live out my dream of entrepreneurship. And I decided to take control of my destiny. A friend encouraged me to become a facilitator for Dove and host seminars for girls and their moms, teaching them how to start a dialogue about beauty and self-esteem. I then wrote a best-selling empowerment book for girls. I grew my brand and gained recognition for my work to where other women requested my help too. My business and personal development journey led me to a Black Lady Life Coach with impactful insight, and I spent the next few years getting my life together. But I still felt like I needed permission to do greater things with my life. A friend told me about a local life coach certification training intensive, and I thought, here's my chance to finally help people in a much bigger way. I was so desperate to go, I was willing to sleep in my car. But I didn't have to because this same friend paid for my hotel stay and wouldn't let me pay her back. And she paid for my training tuition. I paid her back for that though. On April 27, 2013, my dad's birthday, I became an internationally recognized, certified personal life coach. And I knew I wanted to work with Black women of faith on a deeper level as I coached them into building their business brands. Every day since my certification, I have dedicated my days to learning in an effort to master this ministry. The mere existence of the life coaching industry as a mental health alternative to counseling, and I didn't need a college degree or to take on hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt to become a coach, was all the motivation and permission I needed to give myself to scratch the itch and serve greater in my purpose. I prayed, and I had my business prayed over by a Black Christian multimillionaire family. While doing all of this, and 15 years from when I first started, I re-enrolled in school, had gallstone surgery, took online classes with no Wi-Fi at home, so I sat in my car outside restaurant parking lots and in local cafes and borrowed their Wi-Fi. I ate at local food banks and soup kitchens, had my car repossessed, buried family members, lost friends, and made my first F. I was also awarded Outstanding Student, wrote my second best-selling book, and graduated Mercer University with a degree in training and development, and that same promise in my heart to heal and help others do the same. One week after graduation, I was invited to become a master life coach trainer with the same organization that certified me as a life coach. This is where I trained 110 certified life coaches from all over North America. When the partnership ended, I lost my home and was living in an office space when friends, fans, and followers encouraged me to create my own life coach certification and training company. At the height of a global pandemic, an economic shutdown, civic and civil unrest, and race and religious riots, combining my story with my skills, the International Center for Life Coach Training LLC was born, teaching African-American women how to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach. As African-American women make up less than 9% of the life coaching industry, but 100% of people inside and outside of our community can use our services. To date, we have successfully superseded sales goals and trained hundreds of Black women Christian certified life coaches worldwide, who are now known as the Ladies of Legacy. Throughout the years, my delivery of one-on-one private life coaching sessions, group coaching sessions, classes, workshops, speaking engagements, training events, books, and podcasts has impacted ministries and created a movement. Our work has been featured in magazines and endorsed through partnerships, and I have served, Shared the Stage, and Certified Celebrity Coaches. To acknowledge my decades of working and serving in ministry, I recently received an honorary doctoral degree in Christian psychology. This all came together to help me live my life through longevity as a lady of legacy.
My journey has been amazing. So, just in a nutshell, I've made over $3,000 in 2 weeks. I've now secured 8 clients. Who does that? Somebody does it, I guess. I did. God did. Amazing. I can't say anything more than that. Amazing.
All right, coaches. So we are at the top of the hour. I wanted to make sure you guys had a chance to view the documentary style film. Share your feedback, your takeaways, your aha moments of today. What did you get from the film? Any lessons learned? What did you think? Talk to me. Now is the time to do so. Hopefully you guys can hear me. Y'all know I'm maneuvering a whole lot of technology over here today. Let me get back on screen. I think I'm back on screen. Let me see. There we go. Talk to me. There is about a 10-second delay. So if I repeat, I'm giving you guys a chance to catch up here on Facebook. If you were live with me here on Zoom, it would be like an instant. I could see your faces and hear your voices, but y'all got to talk to me. Denisha says, love your story. So inspiring. Mildred says, perseverance is the key. Charlisa says, keep rising above any challenges you may face. Thank y'all for that. Anybody else? Shirley says, it's real. What else? What else did you get out of the film? This was a joy to make, but the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. This is a doctoral level recording that I did from my cell phone using a tripod and an app in the shortest month of the year by myself, no crew, and under the instruction of a coach who wrote a book on filming and sitting, taking notes, meeting with myself, writing the vision, making it plain. Tracy says, I feel like I'm in a safe space watching your documentary. Girl, me too. I'm like, ooh, that's good. I'm sitting here watching it too, trying to be quiet. I let my neighbor see it before I even sent it to my film coach. They loved it. They wanted to talk during the movie. I'm like, it's only 10 minutes. Shut up. We can talk in a minute. So we had wine and popcorn and talked afterwards for like 2 hours, y'all. Shivali says, but God, continued confirmation that what you go through ain't for you. Shebe to rabba. Okay. Put that on there real quick. Kimberly says, keep going no matter what, despite of it all. Thank you for sharing your truth with us. It is my pleasure. Do y'all know how hard it was for me to keep this from y'all? I had to bribe y'all to get here to watch this. And I was so looking forward to today to share this. So that's why we had to get technology right. I'm glad you guys enjoyed watching it. Again, this is why we have the replay. You can go back and watch it again. It'll be up to April 1st. I know I promised about 60 minutes today. We are at the top of the hour. Let me scroll through and see what we have left here. Because as you can see, I decided that this is where becoming a certified life coach would change and save my life. And so I want to share more of my story with you guys, but we'll do more of that in our next few days together. There's so much more I want to share. I know I'm going to hate skipping around or missing out. But yeah, I just decided, okay? So I'm going to reintroduce myself to you guys tomorrow, tell a little bit more about what it's like to come train and certify with me. But tomorrow we're also, let me not skip through this part. Y'all getting a sneak peek at tomorrow, okay? We'll come back, I promise. But this is all we had to skip because I want to be respectful of your time. So for day two, real quick before you go, I want to know, what would you tell your best friend about day one of the Future Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coach 5-Day Masterclass? How was day one for you? Denisha says you just kept going, keeping on with no excuses. This is what I want to inspire in women all over. Your story is different than mine, but the divine goal is the same. I love it. And I love sharing my story because everybody sees a piece of themselves in my story. So if you get on the phone with your best friend today and they say, girl, how was day one of five in the Future Black Life Coach 5-Day Masterclass? What would you tell them about today? Because coming up, we are going to go through the slides that I just rushed through real quick over the last couple seconds. I mainly wanted to show you the documentary, Define Black Life Coach Certification for You, show you that you have those 27 or at least most of those 27 secret coaching qualities. So tomorrow we'll get into the 8 modals of life coaching and how it's delivered. And you will get to meet our first 110 certified life coaches, I promise. These are coaches from all over North America and the Cayman Islands. I saw Cayman Islands representing today. And then as we go through our time together throughout the week, I will incorporate more and more about how life coaches make their money, why now is the ideal time for you to become a coach, and so much more. And you won't just hear my side. You'll hear the side of people like Coach Andrea you've seen in the documentary who are having so much success. They don't know what to do with themselves. They don't know how to contain themselves. And so we're going to dive in what it really took me to get here. Because with every one of my trainings, someone always says, how can I do what you do? So I'm going to show you how I got here. And I'm going to teach you our motto we call the C3 method. So make sure you set your alarms, same bat time, same bat place. But real quick, before you go, tell me, what is your one thing that you would tell your best friend about day one of the Future Black Woman Christian Life Coach 5-Day Masterclass? Talk to me real quick. Mildred, I love it. Mildred says, day one left me wanting more. Yes, I did my job then, Mildred. Mildred is one of our Future Black coaches. She is in our training as we speak, and I love it. I'm so looking forward to you graduating soon. Shivali says, felt like home, refreshing, inspiring, and I was glad to be in the room. Yes. I love it. Francesca says, very insightful. I feel like I give insider insight and information in the industry, all the eyes. Okay, then we're going to get into some impact, influence, and income as well. That makes it even better. Charlisa says, your transparency has raised the catalyst for me to pursue what God is for me. Listen, make sure you complete the assignment. Be here all 5 days because y'all think today was good. Ooh, girl, I am trying to contain myself. When y'all ever see me on camera and I'm real chill and laid back, be like, she got something brewing. She up to something. I'm one of them quiet kids you got to worry about. I'm one that people check in from time to time, like, you too quiet. What you working on over there? So I'm containing the excitement for our next 4 days together, y'all. I got to hold this all week, throughout the week. So we will definitely be back here tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So set your alarm, set your clock, set your calendar, set your reminder. Go back and watch the replay. You probably missed some I said because I was clowning around. Kimberly says, I'll be sharing with my sister when we're done. I just got inspired to keep going. I so love to hear that. Denisha says, I need all the information, and girl, I want to give it. So y'all be praying. Technology hold strong. I meant to log out. I need to log out of my AirPad to make sure we got the strongest signal possible for the Austin household, okay? But I have three devices going, but also that my voice holds out. I tried to make these short and sweet compared to my trainings. They're usually 8 hours. So an hour was like, oh! Mildred says, yes. Tracy says she's not looking to take our money. She's real and upfront. Thank you, Tracy. I have so many conversations with people who ask me, like, why do you really do this? Like, you're not, you know, money hungry. You're not, even my coach says that. He's like, I love that about you. It's not just about the money. Now, y'all, I do get paid for what I do. I will let you know the investment for working with me. But you know how they say, if you really love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. I don't know if that, I maybe like 90% agree with that. So for the most part, I take really good naps. I eat really good vegan vegetarian food. I'm vegan vegetarian, by the way. Sexy with it. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy what I do. It's more than just money. This is a relationship. Y'all got me in your inboxes, checking in. If you couldn't figure out how to get the, I'll send you the link. Like, where am I go? This is how I eat and pay my bills, and rent is due soon. So let's get it. Okay. So yes. Thank you, Tracy. Letitia says truth and transparency equals transformation. I hope our transformation has started with day one. Day two is going to be so juicy, y'all. We're going to be talking about money. You guys are going to get to hear from some of our coaches and really learn the methodology that I've spent the last few years putting together, teaching you how to confidently convert coaching conversations to clients, cash, checks, and credit cards. You're going to hear some case studies, because I know y'all love hearing the stories of our coaches. I do too. And you're going to hear some success stories. I can also tell you what doesn't work. You just got to ask me specifically, and I'm happy to answer those questions. But that's all that I have time for today. So if you're like Mildred and it makes you want to come back for more, make sure you meet me back here at 6 p.m. I want to see y'all posting with the hashtag Black Life Coach. Feel free to post in our Facebook group, the Future Black Women Christian Certified Life Coaches. Y'all are here in the group with me. I know we're on a 10-second delay, so I'm trying to give the comments a chance to catch up. But I'm not sharing anything else, y'all. We're done with the documentary style film. That was the last thing on the agenda that we could squeeze into our short time together. But I promise I have so much more. So if you think today was fun, you think today was something, child, I hope y'all get some good sleep, because tomorrow is going to be great. Okay. Thank you guys so much for joining me. I got to end with our famous quote. There is someone somewhere, and sis, they are waiting on you to go watch the replay and meet us back here at 6 p.m. because it's a part of walking in your destiny so they can walk into theirs. Because as you now know, when you impact just one life, y'all, you impact generations, okay? When you let your own light shine, you give others permission to do the same. I am Dr. AJ Austin, founder of the Ladies of Legacy. I look forward to some of y'all becoming Ladies of Legacy with me here this week. I'll see y'all soon for day two. Keep talking to me in the comments. Keep commenting, keep commenting. I promise I'll come back and engage. But for now, I'm hungry, so I'm gonna go find me some food, and I'll see y'all soon. Have a phenomenal rest of your day. God bless. Bye, future Black Life Coaches.